This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you lose the 6 billion, but you attain the one, you are successful by Allah.
Allah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin. Ila Yawmiddin wa ba'd. Respected brothers, elders, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Everybody is aware that to love the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a fundamental article of the deen. So you cannot be a Muslim if you do not love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is fundamental to one's belief. The second question here is, then how much do you need to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? You need to love him, but to what degree does a person need to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And then to find this out, we explore the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده وناس أجمعين. That none of you can be a true believer until I become more beloved to him than his father, his parents, his children, and the entirety of human beings. So a true believer, you can never ever be a true believer until you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than you love everything else. The question for us is, do we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than everything else? Is the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more beloved to us than everything else? Now let me pose a question. Imagine, for those who are married, for those who have children, that your wife is away or your husband is away. Do you miss your husband more, or do you miss the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more? Is your yearning for your husband or your wife more, or is it the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You're a parent, your children are away. Is your yearning for your children more? Do you think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as you think about your children and your wife? Question. Because the hadith says, none of you can be a true believer until I am more beloved to him than anything else. You're a child and your parents have gone away. Is your yearning for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam greater than your parents? It's a question. And if your yearning for your parents is greater than the Messenger of Allah, then the hadith says that you cannot be you're a believer, but not a true, solid believer. So how do we understand this hadith? What is the interpretation of this hadith? See, love is of two types. Let me explain this. Love is of two types. You have a child, and your child is totally and utterly worthless, disobedient, very poor in education, on every front he's poor or she's poor. And then you have a neighbor's child, and your neighbor child is academically good, obedient, good manners, on every front the child is good. Who do you love more, your neighbor child or your child? Who do you love more? Your own child. Although your child is worthless. Why? Because this is an innate fitrah of human beings. You naturally love. your child more than your neighbor's child, although your neighbor has all those good qualities that your child does not have. Similarly with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I think what really depicts this really well is the narration of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, where Umar radiallahu anhu was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he turns to the Messenger of Allah and he says, "O Messenger of Allah, you are beloved to me than everything else besides that which is between these two sides," meaning myself. "Everything else, you are more beloved to me." And the Messenger of Allah said to Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "O Umar, you cannot be a true believer until I am more beloved to you than everything else, even yourself." So Umar radiallahu anhu begins to think. And after a while, Umar radiallahu anhu turns to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, "O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than even myself." And the Messenger of Allah said, "Al-an ya Umar, al-an, now you have become a true believer." Now Imam Khattabi said, how did Umar all of a sudden have this change of heart? He says, because Umar radiallahu anhu thought that without the Messenger of Allah, Umar is nothing. Without the Messenger of Allah, there is no Iman, there is no Islam. There is no Sohbah, there is no being a Sahabi, there is no Jannah without the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no eternal life of bliss. Umar is nothing without the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why Umar radiallahu anhu said, "O Messenger of Allah, I realize you are actually more beloved than myself, because without you I am nothing." You know, there was a Bedouin, he's in the desert, and there's a night where there is no moon at all, and he loses his way. He's in the desert, he's going right, he's going left, he can't find his way, because with the illumination of the moon he would find his way. Then after a while he sees that the moon has come out, and he becomes happy, he becomes elated, and he says to the moon, "Ya ayyuhal qamar, maza aqulu lak?" He says, "Oh moon, what can I say to you?" "Rafa'aka Allah, laqad rafa'aka Allah." May Allah elevate you, and Allah has elevated you in the heavens. He said, "Nawwaraka Allah." May Allah illuminate you. "Walaqad nawwaraka Allah." And Allah has illuminated you. And Allah has illuminated you, and you have illuminated everything around you. "Jammalaka Allah, laqad jammalaka Allah." May Allah make you beautiful. And oh moon, you are very beautiful. Allah has made you beautiful. The poet says, if this is what a man who has lost his path says to the moon, then I say to you, O Messenger of Allah, "Rafa'aka Allah." Allah elevate your status. And Allah says, "Warafa'na laka dhikrak." And we have elevated your dhikr, O Messenger of Allah. I say to you, O Messenger of Allah, "Nawwaraka Allah." Allah illuminate you. And Allah says in the Quran, "Waqad ja'akum min Allahi nuran wa kitabun mubeen." And has come from your Lord the nur, the light, the Messenger of Allah, and kitabun mubeen, and the manifest book. I say to you, Messenger of Allah, sirajun, I say to you, Messenger of Allah, may Allah make you beautiful. And the Sahabi says, I looked at the moon, and I looked at the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, then I looked at the moon again, and then I looked at the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, then I looked at the moon, and then I looked at the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I swear by Allah, the face of the Messenger of Allah was more beautiful and more illuminating than the moon itself. He says, O Messenger of Allah, you are dying ila Allah bi idhni siraju manira. Allah called you sirajun manira, the lantern which illuminates. Why does he say this? Because he realizes that he, if the this man found his path due to the moon, then we found our path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it wasn't without the Messenger of Allah, there would be no iman for any of us. If it wasn't for the Messenger of Allah, there would be no Jannah for any of us. If it wasn't for the Messenger of Allah, there would be no Jummah Salah today without the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And this is why a believer loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than he loved everything else. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he says, "La tashtaru bi ayati thamanan qalila." He said, "Do not exchange my verses for a meager price. Do not sell my verses for a meager price." So what does that mean? If you were to sell them for an expensive price, would it be permissible? If you were to change the ayat and the verses of Allah for a lot of money, would that be permissible? No. What it means is that no matter what you took in exchange for my verses, it would still be a meager price. If you took the gold of the entire dunya and you exchanged the verses of Allah for the gold of the entire dunya, it would still be a meager price. Because the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing can compare with them. Similarly, the virtue and the ihsan and the good of the Messenger of Allah upon us, no matter what we do to repay him, nothing can repay the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why one a believer should do if he wants to increase his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do you start loving the Messenger of Allah more? You study his life. Once you study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you begin to like the Messenger of Allah and love the Messenger of Allah more, because you realize that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was your source of guidance. And you see the mannerisms of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you see that no man in history had refined character like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And naturally, as a consequence, you begin to love the Messenger of Allah more and more. Now, coming back to my definition of love. Love of two types. One is that innate love, and one is that love which increases. Now, you naturally love your child from the day it's born. And if it's a very good child, your love for it increases generally. But you still love your child, even if the child is a waste of space. Now, if you look into the Arabic word for love, what is it? Mahabba. In Urdu, they say muhabbat. The word mahabba in the Arabic language actually comes from the word habba. Habba means a seed. So what happens with the seed? You plow your land, you sow the seed, and then you water that land, you plow it, blood, sweat, water, sunshine. Eventually what happens? That little seed, this big, sometimes the tree goes up to the houses. That little seed, this big, gives you fruit, gives you vegetation. This is love. This is true love. That love increases. And this is the Sahaba radiallahu anhu with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because they sat with him. They saw his characteristic. They saw that they were nothing without this man. But not only that, it was the love that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. It was unparalleled. They loved the Messenger of Allah. Actually, not only did they love the Messenger of Allah, even the Quraysh loved the Messenger of Allah. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the mountain of Safa, and he called all the people of Quraysh, and he said to them, "If I was to tell you that behind this mountain there is an army ready to attack you, would you believe me?" They all said, "Of course we would believe you." Why? Because you are Sadiqul Amin. You are Sadiqul Amin. You are the truthful one. You are the one who is trustworthy from amongst us. Nobody compares with you. Really interesting. Listen to this. Very, very interesting. So the Messenger of Allah said to them that if I was to tell you that there is an army ready to attack you behind me, behind this mountain, would you believe me? They said, "Of course we would believe you." Then he said, "Bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I am his messenger." That Sadiqul Amin within 5 seconds became the kazzab, the liar, the sha'ir, the poet, the sahir, the magician, the majnoon, the madman. 5 seconds. Why? Because now the Messenger of Allah came with his message. He was rocking the status quo. He was standing up for what he believed in. Soon as you stand up for what you believe in and you have a message which is worthwhile, you will naturally get opposition. 40 years, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived amongst them people. They knew him as Sadiq al-Amin. There was nobody like him in the entirety of Makkah. And soon as he says, here's some new values, here's some new beliefs, you're doing this wrong, all of a sudden, those people who were his family turned against him. And it's a really great lesson for us as believers. Because when you stand for your principles and what you believe in, you will naturally get opposition. And a believer's life is a one-off, doing good in the community, even if the community does not appreciate it. See, they say, you know, ships, they're safer in their docks, in their ports, they're safer. But that's not what ships were made for. If they stayed in their docks, they would never ever sink. But that's not what they were made for. Ships were made to go out there into the sea. Believers are out there, are meant to be believers who stand for their principles, who do good even if those around them don't appreciate it. And this was the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Really, you know when we speak about love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no exaggeration, within his lifetime the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most likely the most despised person in the eyes of his enemies and the most beloved in the eyes of some others. His life was full of thorns. Let me tell you how. Imagine this. He had a Jewish neighbor who would remain awake at night, and this Jewish neighbor's son was one of the khadims of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wasn't a Muslim, but he would come to the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this person, every single day, he would put thorns in the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with just the hope, not guarantee, just the hope that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would walk over one of these thorns and they would prick his feet. Every single day. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that his son was unwell. So the Messenger of Allah hurried to his house. He knocked on the door, the father opens the door. Can you imagine? Now the father opens the door and he sees the man, the most hated man in his eyes. It's his life mission to harm this individual. And he opens the door and the Messenger of Allah enters and the child is lying on the bed, he's breathing his last. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sits next to the child and he sits on his bed and he says to him, "Oh my son, bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I am his messenger, and I will intercede for you on the day of judgment." The son looks at his father, whose life ambition it was to harm the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his father looks at his child, and he looks at the affection of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says to him, "Ati Aba Qasim." He said, "Obey whatever Abu Qasim tells you to do. Whatever Muhammad wants you to do, do it." This boy reads the Shahada and he passes away. The Messenger of Allah comes out the home. He's slapping his thigh. And he's saying, "All praise be to Allah, who made me a source of one person coming out of eternal doom till eternal success." On another occasion, there's a Sahabi who loved the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this also has a story of thorns in it. Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu. Khubayb ibn Adi was captured by the people of Makkah and they brought him to a place called Tan'im, where Masjid Aisha is today. And they tied him up, but they didn't want to kill him quickly. they wanted to kill him slowly. So what they did is that they began to pierce him with lances. So they were piercing him with lances. They were cutting parts of his body. And whilst he's going through this excruciating pain, Abu Sufyan walks up to him and he says, Khubayb, let me ask you a question. Wouldn't you prefer that Muhammad is in your place and you are at home with your family? Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu, may Allah elevate his status, in this excruciating pain says, I swear by Allah, death is easier for me than a thorn pricked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a thorn pricked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So within his lifetime, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beloved by some and the most hated by some. But it didn't matter. You know why? Because he was loved by Allah, and that's all which counts. If you lose the 6 billion, but you attain the one, you are successful by Allah. And you, if you attain the 6 billion and you lose the one, I swear by Allah, you are unsuccessful. Because life is not a popularity contest. If you speak the truth, people will oppose you. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he had people who really disliked him. And they would backbite him, they would slander him. So Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah found out one day, he said, let me go and thank these people. So he took some sweets to these individuals. So he takes these sweets to these individuals and he gives them these sweets. So these individuals say, why are you giving us these sweets for? He said, well, I heard that you are slandering me and you are backbiting me. You are giving your deeds free of charge to me. I thought the least I could do is give you something back in this dunya, because you are giving me your deeds in the hereafter. And then he said something really profound. Wallahi, if people lived by this asool in their life, they would be happy. He said, لو أحبني أمثالك لا شككت في نفسي. He said, if the likes of you began to like me, then I would begin to doubt myself. You don't want to be loved by everybody. You want to be principled. And this is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was like. The most hated by many in this time. But Allah said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We will take it upon ourselves to raise your remembrance. 1400 years, 2 billion Muslims elevate the remembrance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers and sisters, we want to increase our iman. We want to increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do we do it? We study the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So go home and buy a seerah book if you've never read a seerah book. Study the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Embody the characteristics. Don't just read them, embody them. When you become a better person because you have made the Messenger of Allah your role model in life, then you will appreciate the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam greater. And we need to really move away from this. I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I'm going to do nothing in my life which emulates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This works nowhere in life, and it surely doesn't work with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't work in your homes with your wives. It doesn't work at work. It works nowhere else. I love my job, but I'm going to do jack. I love you, darling, but I'm going to do jack for you. You're my best friend, but I'm going to stab you in the back and I'm going to do nothing for you. It works nowhere. In this dunya, it works nowhere. And if it works nowhere in the dunya, by Allah, it will not work by Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and inshallah next week maybe I'll speak about this, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. Man will be with that person that he loves. in the hereafter. Whoever you love in this dunya, that's who you will be resurrected with on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Sahaba radhwanullah ajma'in. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.